From Kilskerry, County Tyrone, we present Let the Bible Speak. Here to let the Bible speak for the next 15 minutes is Gospel Minister and Evangelist, the Reverend Ivan Foster.
Hello everyone and welcome to our Gospel program. Today we turn to a new chapter in John's Gospel. It's chapter 8. We will be looking at the verses 1 to 11. And our topic will be the Saviour's teaching on adultery. Our hymn today is entitled Jesus Paid It All. Just before I play it, let me invite you to tune in again tonight to our 9 o'clock program. We will have the last extract from the sermon tape we are featuring presently. The sermon is entitled The Passion of Christ as Depicted by Holy Writ or Debased by Hollywood. The sermon is an examination of the recent Hollywood film of the death of Christ in the light of God's Word. We are offering a free copy of the sermon to all who request it. We will also be continuing our study this evening in the book of Job. Join me then at 9 o'clock tonight. Now here's that hymn, Jesus Paid It All. After we enjoy it, we will be turning to John chapter 8, the verses 1 to 11. Turning then to John chapter 8, the verses 1 to 11, our subject, the Saviour's teaching on adultery. The last verse of the previous chapter, the chapter 7, should be read along with the first verse of this chapter. If we do so, it serves to underscore the fact about our Saviour that foxes have holes and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man hath not where to lay his head. Luke chapter 9:58. As the enemies of the Lord went off for the night to their homes, he went to spend the night in the Mount of Olives. most likely in the Garden of Gethsemane. Of course, with the pleasant climate in Israel, such a thing would not have been that unusual. He returns to the temple in the morning, and there faces another attack from his critics. It centered upon a woman who was deemed guilty of adultery. It must be noted that these men were not so much anxious about the upholding of the law of God as they were about entrapping the Savior. See what it says in verse 6? "This they said, tempting him, that they might have to accuse him." The trap that they had set was clever. If the Savior said that this woman was not to be stoned, then they could accuse him of breaking the law of God. It is clearly stated in Leviticus chapter 20 and the verse 10, "And the man that committeth adultery with another man's wife, even he that committeth adultery with his neighbor's wife, the adulterer and the adulteress shall surely be put to death." If the Savior, on the other hand, said that she should be stoned, then his critics could accuse him to the Roman authorities, since they alone had the power to order the death of anyone. This was the trap that had been set for the Savior. First of all, learn that God views adultery in a different light from modern society. That difference will be seen even more starkly on the Day of Judgment. Men tend to trivialize sin, but please recall that sin, any sin, is a capital offense in God's eyes. "The soul that sinneth, it shall die." Ezekiel 18 and the verse 4. That is the penalty prescribed by the law of God. It was in order to pay that great penalty on behalf of his people that Jesus died. Remember, Christ died for our sins, 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and the verse 3. On the cross, he suffered the full penalty of the law for all the sins of his people. That suffering did not merely entail the physical pains of crucifixion, but it required the Savior to endure the eternal wrath of God that was due the breaches in God's law that Christ's people incurred by their sins. We cannot understand just what it was that Christ suffered there upon the cross during those 3 hours of darkness at Calvary. While we may not be able to comprehend the dimensions of the Savior's sufferings, we can understand what it was those sufferings purchased. Eternal life for his people. Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, "Cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree." Galatians chapter 3 and the verse 13. And also 1 Peter chapter 3 and the verse 18. "For Christ also hath once suffered for our sins, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God." Notice also how ready men are to condemn others before the very law that they themselves break. These men were in breach of the very law by which they condemned the woman. If they had proof of her sin, then the matter was not open for discussion. The law of God was clear on this matter. But these men were intent upon ensnaring Christ. They had no real regard for the dishonor committed by this woman against the law of God. These men were hypocrites, merely attempting to use this woman's sin to further their own cause. The Lord would have no part in their charade. He answered them nothing, But Jesus stooped down and with his finger wrote on the ground, as though he heard them not. Verse 6. The Saviour was not guilty of indifference to sin. His response on this occasion did not mean that he was making light of the breaking of the seventh commandment. No, it meant no such thing. What his silence did signify was the glorious truth that Christ had not come to judge and condemn sinners, but to save them. Every day, every minute of every day, Christ witnessed men and women breaking his law. He knew what was in their heart, but he did not exact retribution. The mission of Christ was not for that purpose, for God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. John chapter 3, the verse 17. This is the day of mercy and salvation for the world. As Paul says in 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 2, behold, now is the accepted time, behold, now is the day of salvation. Christ had not come to Bethlehem as a judge, but as a Saviour. But let it be known that when the Saviour returns to this world, it will be to judge this world, because he hath appointed the day in which he will judge the world in righteousness by that man whom he hath ordained, that is, the Lord Jesus, whereof he hath given assurance unto all men in that he raised them from the dead. Acts chapter 17 and the verse 31. In closing, please note the power of a troubled conscience. When the Lord uttered those famous words, he that is without sin among you, let him first cast a stone at her. Verse 7. What an impact they had upon these evil men. And they which heard it, being convicted by their own conscience, went out one by one, beginning at the eldest, even unto the last. Verse 9. May the word of God be felt by your conscience today, and may you not stifle its voice. If you have never received Christ as your Saviour, but you are yet in your sin, then turn to him today in repentance and faith, and receive his free pardon. Please join me tonight once more around the Word of God at 9 o'clock. The Lord bless you, and goodbye.
Thank you for listening. If we can be of any further spiritual help to you, or if you would like us to send you some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Additionally, Mr. Foster would welcome your comments or questions on the messages here on Let the Bible Speak. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78 3RN. That is, Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78 3RN. You may hear Mr. Foster preach each Lord's Day here in Kilskerry at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. For further information, you may phone us at 028-8956-1564. That is 028-8956-1564. We assure you of a warm welcome at all the services here, and look forward to having you come and visit with us. Once again, thank you for listening. May the Lord bless his word to your heart and enable you to tune in again as we let the Bible speak.